Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I can only imagine that there is never, ever, ever a dull moment in the life of a vet. So Sail an Tréadhlia is an Irish language program which captures the highs and lows of the busy and never straightforward lives of three West Coast vets. Two of them are on the line now in our Galway studio to tell us all about the show. John and Emma, you're very welcome. How are you?
Good, thanks. Hi.
Good, thanks.
Hi.
Jen.
So Emma, this is your second time appearing on the show. Can you tell us, how did you get involved?
I was working before in a clinic that had an Irish name, and I think the girls that were doing the research for the show, they just kind of found this clinic that had an Irish name, and they emailed and they were like, oh, are you a Gaeilge clinic? And they were like, no, but we do have one Gaeilgeoir that works for us. So they got my email address that way, and then they got on to me a couple of years ago about doing it. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Very exciting. And John, this is your first time.
Yeah, I'm filling in. There was a girl on it last year who was out maternity leave this year, so that's how I got roped in.
Okay. And what's it like having a camera follow you around when you're doing your job?
It was okay. They were really good, actually. They weren't intrusive. They kind of stayed out of the way, which was one of the things I worried about. I didn't want them putting in on people.
Yes.
Because it can be kind of sensitive. Sometimes you've got a sick animal. You don't want someone sticking a camera in your face. But they were really good. It was
okay. Sensitive.
And Tom.
Okay,
yeah, really
good on them, good on them. Now, the series is set on the west coast of Ireland, where you work as vets. I would imagine your lives are vastly different to the life of a vet, say, working in South County Dublin. Would I be right in saying that?
A little bit, yeah. We don't go to work on a scooter. Like, we have an old big truck to drive around in. We take half our belongings with us in the back always, so we can turn our hand to most things when we land on site, yeah.
Deadly. John, how long have you always been a vet? And is this something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm out about 10, 11, 12 years out of college, so whatever. And I kind of had it in my head for a long, long time since a kid. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the case for most vets, I think. They all have it in their head from very young.
And is it, were animals always in your life as a kid growing up? Did you grow up on a farm?
We're outside Galway in kind of semi-rural, kind of, it's not rural anymore, but it was when I was a kid. We dogs, cats, chickens, horses, bits and bobs. There's always something like that around the house. My grandfather had horses. So maybe, yeah, but, you know, same influence as everybody else. You know, all creatures great and small. Or our own local vets were people we looked up to. Like, we thought they were cool.
Okay. Destined to be a vet. Emma, is it true you specialise in small animals?
Yeah, I'm in a small animal clinic now, so I wouldn't be carrying all my kit around in my car anymore like John. I used to do large animal, but I've turned to the other side now, yeah.
You turn the other side. You're inside where it's nice and cosy and
warm. Yeah.
Lovely. Is there any part of being a vet that would, you know, that turns your stomach? Even
the
after
smells.
All this time?
The smells.
The smells. Still, oh, really?
Yeah, it's just the smells, really. And the crawlies, like the maggots and the fleas and the worms and things.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but mainly
yeah.
It's my nose that gets me. I have a strong sense of smell.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Me.
Like, it doesn't bother me whatsoever. But if someone had, like, kid with a dirty nappy, I'll run.
And John, have you ever dealt with any animals that scared you? Spiders, snakes, or anything like that?
We get very few weird and wonderful things. You know, nothing scary. No, not really.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
We get a little bit more. Like, we've dealt with snakes and things, but honestly, there's nothing as scary as an angry cat. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Yeah. I can imagine. I don't know how. Yeah, the cats, like, they can
they're
be
violent.
They can be violent. They can.
Yeah.
But I would imagine parts of your job are so, so rewarding.
Definitely, like, if you get a good outcome, you know, an animal that you've been minding for days and you get to watch them walk out of the hospital, that's the best part, like, definitely.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, finding the missing puzzle piece in a diagnosis.
Sure.
Or, you know, even just seeing an owner have relief over their face when they've been so worried, you know, I think they're all the best parts for me anyway, yeah.
And I love the, you know, birthing calves and cows, you have a new life coming into the world. I love that part.
Yeah,
you know, that's
that is special.
That was heartwarming, yeah.
And it just, there's a lot of kids on midterm and there's a lot of transition years out there and they're all kind of, you know, working in different places and trying to figure out what they want to do. And just to get to be a vet, I mean, you know, is it, how's that road? You know, college and, you know, do you need a million points in your leaving cert? You know,
yeah.
A million points and study forever. How long were you in college for, John?
It's 5 years.
Okay.
And it's flat out, like, you know, in college with pals doing arts and stuff and, like, they were sitting on their arse a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
you're working the entire year through for the 5 years. There's no week off. Like,
okay.
So yeah, you need to have your head together for the book side of things, but you need to make sure you know what you're getting into. So, like, we take kids in with us occasionally to do a week for transition and stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't dare put it down on your CEO without knowing what you're getting into.
Yeah. I'd say it takes a lot of mental resilience as well. Like, you know, you're kind of dealing with a lot of ups, but a lot of downs as well. And I suppose you need to have it in your mind to be prepared for that too. Yeah. Which, as when you're young, it's not something you really would think about.
No. You think of the good things, but there is another side. And you probably have to be good with people as well, because you're giving them news about their pet or their animal, and you have to deal with the highs and lows of that as well, I suppose.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part for me. And like, I've been on, I love my dog so much. I've been on the other side of the consult table, and I think like compassion is so important. But we're all people with different communication styles at the end of the day, and that can be difficult to nail. Like, you know, people are upset, they're emotional when things are going on with their pets. In this day and age, it's their babies. And for John, he's working with people's livelihoods as well. So that's definitely a difficult part.
Sure.
Like, you sometimes think, oh, well, I don't want to deal with people, I deal with animals. Every animal has a person attached.
Yeah,
so like,
definitely.
You're not getting away from that side of things.
Okay, that's really good advice. Well, listen, if anybody wants to check it out, it is on tonight. Well, I'll let you tell them the name of the show and where people can find it.
Yep, Sale and Tradely is on this evening on RTE1 at 8:30. We're Igtnugan more or less.
Brilliant. Well, listen, lads, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I wish you the very best of luck. There we go. Check it out. It's on tonight, 8:30.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.